All right, welcome aboard. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPH, and it's another day where I've got to go in and fix stuff. Oh, there it is. Okay. I fixed it without even trying, Joe. It's a Thursday. Normally we do Wednesday. Well, no, I was sick yesterday.
Yeah, you're throwing people off that you didn't start it with our music either.
Oh, I didn't have it plugged in. See, that's the kind of day I'm having right now here at the radio station.
Maybe we'll do it when we come back from commercial. There's
so much you got to catch up on that, you just forget to do stuff that you would normally do. But you're going to hang out, right? You can hang out the whole hour. I'm only on an hour today. You might as well hang out for the whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
Then at 6 o'clock, it'll be Dave Ramsey. And at 7 o'clock, I'll be back. But I'll be over at Port Huron High School because we've got a basketball game tonight.
There you go.
So it's a busy night.
What do you know about basketball?
I know a lot about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, you're a hockey wizard.
I know hockey. I do football here. I do boys and girls basketball. I do high school hockey. What else have I done? I do the yacht race every year.
I would say you're a hockey genie, but that one year you wanted us to go completely undefeated against St. Clair Shores. That did not come true.
Yeah. Well,
that was not one of the three wishes that year.
At the start of the season, though,
they ruined our playoffs that year.
They were taking it serious, for the first month of the season, they were an actual hockey team. And then they kind of went stupid.
No, yeah.
After that, we beat them, I think the last 12 times, we beat them 11 times.
Well, we did give them Andy, and that was a poor decision on our part.
Yeah.
But I know it was closer to his house, but geez, come on.
and then when they dumped him, they brought in the guy that's in Carolina now.
No, the Czech guy. Yeah, they always found good Czech guys.
Yeah.
Good Czech.
Oh, they're just...
I'm surprised they didn't ask for Kazakh yet. Another Czech guy. I want that Czech guy. Carolina loves Andre. Those Czech guys.
That's Andre.
I know.
It's his connection.
Hey. But it's going to be another wild week. We got some new faces, so it's going to be fun.
Well, I know you made a trade this week. So
yeah,
why don't we start with that?
Well, we had to mix things up, but yeah, when Andre wanted to make a trade and wanted to give up Kilgore, that's someone since the minute he got picked up in the expansion draft, it was like, oops, that guy wasn't supposed to be in there. And it's just that year we finished so strong, and you saw the roster we came back with last year. He would have fit in there, but when you have to only protect 12, there's some decisions you have to make.
Yeah.
And sometimes, a guy like that, you bite your lip, you're like, oh.
Well, it's like Zolkanich is a good example because he's doing so well this year. But people forget he was on the team at the end of last year. There just wasn't a role for him. He just didn't hardly get to play.
No, yeah, there definitely, could have been on the third line. I think it, was between him and Moose and, obviously Carey is more a character guy. He obviously, when that guy gets a goal, it's just huge in the locker room. It's a huge just morale boost. But, that's one thing he has going for him is he's an older guy that now, the young guys always look up to him or they, ask him for things. But, Zach, now he's turned into a guy like that. He has experience that some of these young guys, dream they wish they had, like USHL, North American League games, things like that. So you don't see that much in the Federal League much anymore.
Yeah, it was. You mentioned Carey. He got a goal last weekend. Federley had a big weekend last weekend.
Absolutely
huge. He
had
a couple of goals and a couple of assists too. So
yeah, and before
he quadrupled his point totals.
Yeah, before we knew you were sick yesterday, we were sending him and Robo in here.
Oh, Robo is going to do radio?
Yeah.
He never does interviews.
I know. It was huge. You were having two superstars in here.
I bet he was really happy that he didn't have to come in. Robo hates doing interviews.
Oh, well, we'll send him next week.
So you got the split last week in Danville. The last 2 weeks, really. Since you last played at home, you've been playing kind of short the whole time since, because Yanni announced that he was going over to Hungary, and
yep,
from there on, guys are getting called up, guys are falling like flies.
Yep, yeah. And losing Yanni's rough, but obviously a guy that wants to go see Europe and experience something like that, you can't stop him. You can't, like, compare to what they're going to give him over there. Hey, we give you a car. Hey, we give you a cool one-bedroom apartment that's all yours.
Plus, he's playoff eligible, so he could come back at the end of the year.
And I think they go into playoffs, like, next week.
Yeah, so the season's short over there.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. They brought him in for their playoff run or whatever. But, we could see him again. And that's why the jerseys, you know, they're still in the room. I think there's one going up for sale. But enough so he could still play.
Yeah.
But, so there's things like that. But, then Graham, Dolanjay, Boom Boom, they went down, got hurt, missed a few games. But, you can't replace guys right now the way it works, salary cap, everything. You either have to play short or you have to find a way to, you know, finagle things and be a weasel and be like everyone else. I'm too busy driving the bus and selling merchandise and doing other stuff. You know, I haven't made a vlog in like a year, it feels like. I haven't been on YouTube. So
I
haven't done anything personal stuff.
You did a few this summer.
I know. Jeez. But those were stockpiled. Those were edited and saved, waiting to go out. But yeah, it's wild how, you know, you're doing so much. I really don't have time to call around and try to find men's league guys and guys to make a trip and spend hours on the phone tracking down guys. It's like either we're here and our group's here and we have a few guys that are mixed in, and like being in talks with Rotundi and having him come this weekend, you know, to have that name in the lineup at home, you know, that's going to mean a lot. But also, you know, he got some experience last year that senior wasn't going to be willing to give him, so it's good he left town. It stunk, but at the same time it was better for him. He became an all-around hockey player, went from a forward to defenseman, so you know, I don't know.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff. I see a lot of guys in this league that make that switch, or they go from D to forward, or they go from forward to D. Well, I mean, Johnny was a good example, and look, got him up to the SPHL.
Yeah, absolutely. Goes from like third line guy last year to, you know, our top defenseman this year. The guy is just unbelievable. So I think one thing for him is working on his puck handling at the point so he could quarterback a power play or be on the power play. I know right now he is like, you know, he still thinks so much offense out there, especially on an advantage like that. You catch him below the goal line a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he gets going too. Like if he starts out in our end, he wants to take it all the way down to the other end. I mean, he just wants to get going and use his speed a little bit.
Yep, and that's the rough thing is he's so fast, he gets up ice, gets down there, and like I told him, he gets down there and he's all alone.
Yeah,
he's
outskated everything. Yep. Then what do you do with it?
Yeah, he outskated everyone on the other team, but he outskated everyone on our team too. He's all alone down in the offensive zone with no one to pass to.
Well, that's the one thing, because I think your recent trade, because you guys, I think, have a lot of depth on D. We'll miss Mike Baker, but we got a lot of depth on D, and guys that can go back there and play D for us. But the one thing that I would like us to get is, like, obviously you're not going to get a Paul Coffey, because there aren't Paul Coffeys in our league.
No.
But, a guy that's got a little more offense to his game on the back end.
Well, and that's what I mean. Hopefully, Rotundi being a forward that wants to be here and be playing D, we don't need him to be a stay-at-home D as much as, you know, we need Worse or Stupi or Ozo to be stay-at-home D. And, you know, and then you have me. Like, I'm not jumping up in the play much. So that Worse kid, Matt Worse, he came in and, you know, I don't think anyone thought much of him. And he's been a solid defenseman. Yeah. And it's because he just keeps it simple. So, you know, I think if we could ever tend to keep it simple and add a little bit of offense, I think we'll be okay. But, yeah, in between the guys we have right now and Johnny, you know, I think we have a core group of guys that can make a run. Obviously, if we make a trade with someone, you know, yeah, that's where I'm looking. Like, I know Henning doesn't want to move any of his top defensemen right now.
Why? He's not going to make the playoffs. He can help out little brother.
That's what I mean. Everyone thinks like that. Like, wouldn't Danville make a trade? And it's like, no, guys, they're still competing with us. They don't want to give us anyone.
Give them another month and
maybe, yeah.
Because if they're going to go 1-9 every 10 games.
We got it. Yeah. And last weekend, they were primed for the picking. We went in there short. And we played great the first night. And second night, it just got away from us. Everyone was tired from the weekend before. And, you know, not having a day off in between games like NHL teams get to a lot really beats up on your body. Going Friday, Saturday, and not Friday, Sunday or something like that, it tears you up.
I saw Simer went to Quad City. So is Paulin ready to go?
Yep, he's ready to go, so we're good there. And I know he's excited to get back in the net, and Slimer was excited to get a call up and, you know, feel wanted like that. Yeah. So I know that's good for, you know, his morale.
Oh, I mean, I think he's one of the better goalies in this league, be honest about it.
No.
I thought that when he was at Berlin, I thought he was better than Kalutis was, and I know he feels that way too.
No, he absolutely feels that way. But yeah, last year he played great. This year, you know, he battled at the beginning of the year, and then, you know, he saved us some games. It's like, you know, we have 10 one goal losses, and, you know, in those games he saved us. It was one goal because he, you know, in one of the periods stood on his head for us.
Yeah. Good goalie.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Joe Pace is with us. It's a Prowler Thursday instead of a Wednesday because somebody didn't feel good yesterday. I was miserable. Well, I had a CT scan, and they shot some dye into me.
Oh, boy.
I think I had some issues from that.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, that's not good.
I'm getting old, Joe. It's just the only way I can put it. We'll be back. All right, I'm not really sure what happened that last time around. We got cut off at like a minute. And I thought we had like 4 minutes to go.
Are we going to blame it on you not being here yesterday?
I don't know. Faulty equipment or faulty my reading the clock? Could be either at this point.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to argue.
He needs to go in for thicker glasses, folks. How many levels of thickness have you had over the years?
Not enough, apparently. I do have bifocals, though, now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm old.
You might need to have those lower on your nose right now.
So anyways, 5:40 and 5 seconds is so we're good. We're good for about 10 minutes here.
There we go. Well, I was telling Stucky earlier about a few guys from the past that were already reaching out, looking to play hockey again or just brag about what they've been doing. Oh, I didn't know if there was any that would get Stucky excited.
I don't know. Try me.
like a Julian Frazier night. Ooh. Julian Frazier weekend.
Julian Frazier. You probably Nick Wright too. I know he didn't play here a long time, but
well, I think Kraz still has him hidden on his inactive player list.
He could have been mayor after a couple of fights last season.
I know, right? Well, I still have his jersey with his nameplate in the locker room.
Yeah, Julian would be a good one. You know, Devine had more penalties, though. I saw he signed, what, Elmira or something?
Yeah, he went and played two games in Elmira, got into a fight or something, yeah. So, yeah, we got, Ryan Devine made a little comeback. We had Chris Levier make a comeback this year.
Man.
Jared Hicks said he scored 50 goals in 30 games in Senior A in Nova Scotia up in New Brunswick.
Get him down here.
Right? I know Skinner, Skinner's got the itch. He wants to shoot pucks.
Whatever happened to Mark Rivera? Is he still playing anywhere?
I don't know. Some people that were really updated on everything knew that he was just bouncing around. I think he like got a serious girlfriend. But, I don't think he ever wanted to come back to Port Huron after he got in trouble here.
That's a shame, though. Because he, like, scored every single game that he played here.
Yes, he did.
He played, like, 20 games, and he had, like, 19 goals.
No, I think, it was right there. Yeah, it was, like, 16 games, 20 goals or something. It's like, who's this Rivera guy? He's pretty good, huh?
Every time he shot the puck, it went in when he was here.
Yeah, it felt like that. It was always a wrist shot, too.
Yep, and he would be picking corners. He was just having one of those stretches that, well, I mean,
he wanted
you and I never had a stretch like that, but no. He was having one of those stretches where everything he shot went in.
Yeah, I think I've had one in practice or something. That's where I wasted him there.
I never even had a stretch like that, even in a beer league.
Ozo had a training camp like that this year. Eggers, I was like, look, every time he shot, it went in. I was like, will you stop shooting till the game start? What's wrong with you?
He gets so excited when he does get one.
Yes, he does.
He was out. There was a game earlier this year. He was out standing in front of the net on the power play.
No, I know he was dying to do that. Once there was an opportunity or we were short a guy and I was like, who do we put in front? I knew he wanted to go. He's like, I'm a big body.
And he does. He goes after it, too. He's not shy about it.
No, yeah.
And there's a rebound in front. He's chopping at something.
Yeah, you know, and that's where I cross my fingers. I hope it works out so I could just leave him there and let it work for a while.
But not the point. Not the point. He's better for dumping in and dumping out. Yep, and not for stopping it and shooting it.
Yeah, we like to keep it simple there. But yeah, that was the thing that, you know, we had a few guys like Baker, definitely always thought he should be quarterback in the power play. And, you know, when you have a guy that really wants to be in that position so bad and so vocal about it, you give him those opportunities and then Levier picks his pocket and Jurich makes him look stupid and he goes down and they score on a breakaway and that's the game.
Yeah.
You know, 4-3.
Well,
thanks, loves.
He didn't mean to do it.
No, but that's what I mean. Like,
it's almost not fair, though.
We needed that. We need a offensive handling defenseman for those positions because, you know, as much as I could step in and just stay back and be smart on the power play, I'm not helping on the offensive side besides for just trying to get pucks to the net. You know, you give me the puck on the one side, I'm just going to shoot it or fire it at the net or duff one at the net, and that's my go-to.
I wonder what they paid. Kraz will say they paid him a dollar or something, or he played for free. But
well, yeah.
I wonder what they paid him to come in.
Well, I sent
that
the
weekend.
Text to Barry that I was like, I'll double it. And he's like, well, he's giving me $600. I'm like, well, that's way above the league max.
Yeah. But that's all right, because they're not paying Tippin either to come in and fight on home games.
Oh, probably not, right? He volunteers. He volunteers to do it, then complains about his hands.
I love it.
Right? But, yeah, it's going to be a good little end of the year stretch here. I know some other coaches now, they're getting anxious. They're trying to make moves. But lots of teams, all they want to do is move guys that they really don't want, third-line guys, you know. You don't see the trades you see in the NHL where you see, like, a real impact player get traded.
Yeah, not likely unless, you know, you get to a situation where it's like a financial thing and they can't. Whatever they agreed to pay the guy, they can't keep doing it.
Right.
You know, like North Shore. I mean, anybody who is really making money at North Shore, they were wheeling and dealing left and right out the door.
Well, there was actually there was a point where you didn't even have to ask them. You just claimed them with the league and the league gave you the player and they had no control over it. So I think that was the first time in pro hockey you just take guys off other teams without even permission. That's how we got Zolkanek. Yeah, it was just like, you know, anyone in the league at that point could just claim a guy because they weren't paying him. So it was like, if you were willing to pay him, you could have him.
Yeah, because I know, for like a weekend, we owned Contrato, but I don't think he came and played.
And maybe not, but
we gave him back and then somebody else took it. Like every team in the league had him for a weekend last year and he showed up to the ones, I guess, that were convenient for him.
Yeah, whatever was closest to St. Clair Shores where he lives. So whoever was playing here.
Chapeau, geez, he was here last week with North Shore. He's here this week with Danville.
Yeah,
next week he'll be in when Watertown comes in.
He always scores a goal, too. Oh,
always against us. He always makes a perfect shot into the corner.
Right, and that's what I mean. It's just like, you know, how many guys like could we have like that around here? And that's what I said, like, we could surely, you know, do that, but that's another weekend guy that's just coming to play games on the weekend. And you know, when you have guys like that, they got to be like loved in the room like Arnott, because, you know, it doesn't matter if he's there once a weekend or once a month or every game, you know, he's a guy that everyone loves having around and they all want to go out to dinner with him on the road and be around him. So, you know, there's some guys we have that, you know, maybe other teams look at and they're like, why, you know, like, why have him? Well, you know, he's bringing something to the roster that most teams don't have. Like, who do you have that's a 31-year-old defenseman that's played in the coast that now is, like, looking to have a career and his own job and house and everything, but he still finds a way to be a part of the Federal League?
I just smile because he scored the one goal last year. He was along the boards and he sniped it.
Oh my gosh.
And now he thinks he's a goal scorer.
That was a bullet.
That's the worst thing to happen to a guy who's played his whole career as a defensive defenseman. And then he takes a shot like that and goes, wow, I can do that. I want to do that all the time.
Yep. It did light a little fire under him.
Ah, I should be on the power play. I could do this.
he realized that you can't get first star of the game if you don't score exactly. Three goals.
Got to get on the score sheet.
I know. That's the only way they pick him. The guy that blocked 50 shots doesn't get on there.
Yeah, I get a little annoyed once in a while. They don't get it. I see the game a little bit different than most people do, I guess.
Right.
You know, they see, well, this guy tapped a puck 3 inches over the goal line after two other guys did all the work and all. He just happened to be standing in the right place. But at the end of the night, he's got a goal, so he gets a star, even though he might not even had a good game or been a factor at all, but he was just standing in the right spot at the right time and tapped one in. Whereas another guy, yeah, all night long, he's like +4. He was hitting guys. He fought somebody. He was blocking shots. He saved a goal, stick-handling the puck out of the crease, killing penalties. But he didn't have any points, so he's not a star.
Nope.
He had no factor in us winning.
Not a star in the Fed.
Goalie makes 65 saves to be a star in our building. If he only makes 55, he's not a star.
No, probably not.
Well, they scored 4 goals on him. Well, they took 67 shots.
Yeah, right. Doesn't matter. 4 goals went in, not a star.
Didn't get a shot. Oh, that's the other one. Goalie makes 7 saves, gets a shutout. He's the first star of the game. And 5 of the shots were dump-ins from center ice.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, he really worked hard for that one.
Anyways, that's my grumbling for the week on that. So Mentors here Saturday night. That's in the middle of the second weekend of Silver Stick, which, by the way, got started today. And so it's a little bit later, right?
8 yeah, o'clock? Last weekend Silver Stick was intense. I got to watch Thursday night and Sunday, and it was exciting.
Yeah, the AAAs are always good.
Yeah, so the championship game of the Peewees, the 06s, that was really exciting, double OT. And again, it was reffed like a Federal League game, so I felt bad for the kids.
There might have been a couple of Federal League refs out there, too.
Oh, my gosh, if they were, oh, my gosh, I would quit hockey.
Wow, because I think Gowdy does those games.
No, Gowdy wasn't out there.
Okay.
He would have saved the day during that game. He would have saved the day. That would have been a good overtime and probably a different outcome for those kids. But, yeah, you can't call a tripping penalty at the red line when a kid steps on a kid's blade making a move around them in double OT.
No. Well, in our league, they don't call that when you're past everybody almost to the goal and they tackle you from behind. It was a good defensive play. He went for the puck.
It matters. Am I tackling the guy or are they tackling the guy? Because if they do it, no
penalty.
If you
tackle the guy, it's 4 penalty shots and the penalty.
Yeah, they just give him a goal and they get a penalty shot. It's a way you could get up by 2. Pace took a penalty in the last 2 minutes. Oh, did you know that's a rule now?
Yeah, you just come out with under 2 to play for your shift and go right to the penalty box. You don't even worry about dropping the puck.
Yep. So actually, some of the EBW commercials have made their way around the league now while teams are watching us. So teams now have weird signs of mine from those sayings that I say during those commercials. So yeah, I got a sign somewhere of Pace Picante, and it's like I lead the Fed in penalty minutes or something like that. It was hilarious.
I think all time you might.
I'm getting up there. I behaved so far this year. I've been really, really good.
You've been trying.
And, you know, and I figured it would pay off, but I think I might have to go back to my old ways.
All right. So home on Saturday night, 8 o'clock against Mentor or however they say it.
Well, I think it's Mentor, but if you're from Mentor, you say Manor.
Manor.
And I said, so you pronounce it really just redneck and hickish. They said, why isn't anyone pronouncing our name
right?
It's
not like they're Southern Ohio. They're Northern Ohio.
I know, but Manor.
Manor. Well, whatever. I call them the last place team that we're going to beat twice this weekend.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we need. And then, yeah, coming back at home next weekend, it's going to be fun.
All right, got to go. Thanks, Joe. And I'll be back at 7 for girls high school basketball. Port Huron High is taking on Romeo tonight, 7 o'clock right here on WPHM. I believe coming up next is, who did I say was coming up next? I told you.
You got Ramsey coming on. Yeah.
Ramsey's up next.
So, I appreciate it, Stux.
Stick around for that.